This is the Leah Jansen Show. Do you have a dream that is making you restless? Well, Leah Jansen will use her expertise as a life coach to motivate and encourage you today on TogiNet and to take your passion into an immediate state of action. Her empowering words, infectious personality, and ability to connect will leave you with no other choice but to take that first step. Coming up, Leah will have interviews with fascinating and relatable guests that will inspire you as she highlights the ups and downs on their paths to fulfillment. Before we're through, you'll find yourself saying, "I can do this." This is the Leah Jansen Show with Life Coach Leah on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Leah Jansen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday to all of you out there. I'm excited to be here today. A very fun show in store for all of you. I'm just sort of getting excited about what's going on. I love, you know, when I have people on that just get me so excited to have the show and to talk with them. It's very inspirational to meet and network and hang out, so to speak, with these great people that I get to interview every week and share them with you, because they are truly special, each and every one of them in their own way. Sitting here and looking out the window, it's frigid, frigid cold here in New York, but it's a glorious day. It's sunny. It's chilly, but it's brisk. But you know what? No complaints. We have no snow here. So I am so happy to report that. I'm not a big snow gal, as I always say, week in and week out. But I'm just grateful for the quiet weather and the nice sunny day. I just like the sun to be out. I don't care what the temperature is, as long as there's sun. I'm a big sun girl. So real happy about that. So midway through the week, midway through the month, you know, this new year has gotten off to a quick start, and I'm amazed at how fast it is going already, being in the third week of January. All of a sudden, it just sort of happened. Last time I looked, it was Christmas and New Year's, and we were in a completely different place, and it's so amazing to see how fast we settle into back into our routines and get back on track and you know, back into life. And this is where we're at. And so far, so good. 2012 for me has been fabulous. I'm excited about this year. I can anticipate a lot of big things happening and big changes going on for me in my life. And I'm hoping all of you out there are experiencing some cool changes also, and getting into your, you know, whether you call them resolutions or whatever, what have you, you know, adopting some of those new habits and new practices and routines into your life so that you can make some changes. And I talk about this with a lot of my clients, and it's just sometimes the little adjustments and the subtle changes that we make that can make a big difference. I think it's so difficult to go from, you know, doing things one way and then overnight completely changing yourself and going cold turkey on everything to make a sustainable change. My advice is just take baby steps and just make one slight adjustment per week or per month that you can incorporate into your life to make it better and for you to take those steps towards your goals or whatever it is you want to accomplish in the new year and in your life, whether it's being healthy or you know, doing some exercise, eating better, what have you. I just think don't bite off more than you can chew. Just do one little thing at a time, and it will over time pay off. I promise you that. So we are excited here in New York for another reason, that not just that there's no snow, but that our Giants are in the playoffs this weekend. I shouldn't say playoffs. They are in the divisional, the championship game on Sunday night against the San Francisco 49ers. And as big, 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 big Giant fans here, we're pumped. There's no two ways about it. And I've just been enjoying the football, the last couple of weeks, because it's just been exciting. It's been very exciting. We've had our Tebow magic happening, and I think it's been a really fun and different take on football, and he's been such a positive influence on the game, and I've enjoyed watching him win and just kind of defy some of the odds. And then, you know, the other day when he lost, well, it happens, but I still think that he was in a position, he made his point, and I was excited to be watching him. I was sad to see him go, but but I think it was appropriate. I think he kind of ran his course, so to speak. So, but anyway, we're excited about the weekend. So much great football coming up. And I am thrilled to have my first guest on here today, my good buddy, Mimi Donaldson, who is a football guru. And what she has done, which is what I love, she's combined her, you know, her passions and her loves to make, you know, a name for herself. And she's written a book called Necessary Roughness, which is all about football and how football applies to life. And there are so many connections. She's a, you know, she has taken, you know, football and uses it as a metaphor. And I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant. She's had a lot of, you know, she wrote a post today about, you know, I'm going to let her share some of that about how football is influencing, you know, some of the takeaways from the last couple of games. And I'm just excited to have this dynamo back on the show. She was on with me a couple months ago. We had such a blast. I said, it's football time. Who else am I having on but Mimi Donaldson? Welcome back to the show, Mimi. So great to have you here.
Oh, this is so great. I would rather talk to you about it than anybody.
We're going to have a good time. I was so excited. I'm like, I can't wait. The two ladies talking football. So how are you today?
Well, I'm great. And two ladies talking football. I've had men at sports bars tell me it's really hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They look over
at me and I'm talking football with my female friend. And we went to, you know, we go to see Monday Night Football. And guys come over to us all the time and go, oh, just watching you ladies watch football is so hot.
That's funny.
And I go, really?
Really? Wow. I know. I'd be a little surprised. I'm always curious to know. I want to know, like, do they like it? Are they like, you know,
oh, they
what?
Love it.
They love it.
They love it. They think they love the support. They think we're supporting their game. It's their game.
Gotcha.
And they are so excited to see us excited about that.
That's kind of funny.
Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. I mean, I always think, like, you know, again, there's a fine line. Do you want to hear women? If women are talking about it intelligently, then
well,
okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what they want. Yeah.
But if they're just sort of trying to talk about it without really knowing what they're talking about, I guess that could be very annoying.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I talk about it. I don't really care what they think. I never give it a second thought.
We didn't either, but they keep coming over to us and telling us that. And we go, oh, that's great. Thank you. You know, and then because we are into the game.
Oh, totally. Like we had to go out the other night. I guess it was Saturday night and the San Francisco New Orleans game was on.
Yeah.
And we were at a party. And it was in a bar, so there were TVs everywhere. And my husband kept trying to get me to sit and watch the game with him. And he knew I wanted to watch it so badly. And I got stuck in one of those conversations with someone who was just wouldn't let me go, you know, in those conversations.
No.
And I was dying.
No, not during football. No.
Oh, it's horrible. And out of the corner of my eye, I'm watching. What, you know, something's going on. I hear people cheering and yelling, and I see my husband who knows how badly I want to sit there and watch it. And he goes, Leah, I tried to get your attention so many times. I go, I know, you know, I tried to break away. He goes, you missed the, you know, and I missed really the last couple minutes, which was incredible and the best game, of course.
Oh, no, no, you didn't. No, see, you brought us to the first lesson for women. And
yes.
What we can learn from football, which is necessary roughness. You don't get a penalty for that. You need to turn to the woman and go, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but football is a priority and this is the playoff and I must watch this game. I would love to talk to you some other time. Bye bye.
I should have, Mimi.
Oh, my dear. It's called,
I know. I drop the ball, so to speak.
It's kind of, yeah. Your necessary roughness means that it might not come naturally to you. It's a bit confrontive. It's
yes.
a little eyeball to eyeball. It's a little uncomfortable.
Yes.
But you see, that's what you have to hang out in order to get what you want.
And it, you know what? I if I could go back and do it over again, I'm telling you, I was so upset. And the other piece of it is, I'm like 9 months pregnant. I don't know if I told you that.
I was going to say it's the estrogen in your body.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm an older woman. And by the time you get to be my age, the estrogen has decreased. And maybe that helps. I don't know. But it's so much easier. Some people say it's just the, it's just aging itself and maturity. Yes. But it's so much easier for me to be polite and open-eyed and all kinds of nice and say no.
And say no.
No.
And
I can't,
in a nice way, I can't talk
to you right now. Oh, I would love to, but any other time.
Any other time, right. And I don't think a man would have a problem saying that.
No, not at all. They wouldn't even say all the words that we have to say.
No, they wouldn't. They would just say no.
We have to say all these words, like in my book, I wrote family and friends over football, except at playoffs. I mean, that's the rule.
The playoffs are a separate rule.
It's in my book, and I quote it to people when I'm going to, when they try to call me during the playoffs or if they try to make a date for that day or night. And I go, oh, it says in my book. And then you kind of get them to laugh.
Right.
That's my way of confronting and saying
right.
no.
Me too. Yeah.
I get them to laugh and then I get what I want, which is to watch.
Right. The end result is how is what you intended. You're like,
exactly.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you later. No, you know what?
Exactly.
It's funny that you say that because you have to be a little bit more assertive. And I did not do that. I regretted it. And I'm still mad about it because.
Oh, I wish I would have been there with you.
Oh, I was so mad. And I had this big TV. And once I sat down, once I actually got away from this somewhat crazy person that I was, that I was talking. Oh, she was absolutely nuts. And I always seem to find them or they find me. So I sat down and I didn't move the rest of the night. I watched, you know, the rest of the, well, some, about half of the, half
good
of
for
the
you.
England game. But anyway, I was so mad that I missed it. My poor husband, who knows how much I love it. He goes, I tried so many times to get your attention. I go, you know what?
Oh.
I dropped the ball. So you know what? Never again, Mimi. I will never let it happen. It's too good to miss. We're gonna take a quick break, Mimi.
Okay.
We're gonna come back. We're talking playoffs. We're talking football. We're talking life here with Mimi Donaldson. I can't wait to get into all this good stuff that you have and how you're gonna take football and apply it to our life and how we can learn from this wonderful game. So stay tuned, everybody. We will be right back with Mimi Donaldson.
Do you have a dream that is making you restless? Then this is the show for you. This is the Leah Jensen Show, where after the show, you'll find yourself saying, I can do this. And we'll be right back with more of the show after these on TogiNet.com. Booyah! That's the word uttered when you know you have the upper hand or you're the winner. Well, now we have the Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Bressy. Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com. Martin's show is all about helping speakers and authors find their niche, create their brand, and achieve massive success. Each week, Martin will interview guests from around the world who have achieved tremendous success as speakers and authors. You'll find out who they are, what they do, and how you can follow in their footsteps to achieve incredible results. Guests will come from around the world of business, entertainment, finance, the arts, and sciences. Nothing is off topic. No subject too taboo. We'll share valuable information as well as huge laughs as we discover the ups and downs of being a successful speaker and author. The Booyah Radio Hour with Martin Pressey. Tuesdays at 9, 8 Central on TogiNet.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Pete Six of Beatles and Beyond. Why don't we all come together and hear some of the tracks off the latest Beatles release on this radio station? Yes, why don't you look up the schedules on this radio station and join me and Beatles listeners everywhere to hear the latest releases from the Beatles on Beatles and Beyond with Pete Dix.
Welcome back to the show that's going to challenge you in a powerful way to leap beyond what you think is possible. It's the Leah Jensen Show on TogiNet.com. And now, back to your host, Leah Jensen.
Everybody, welcome back. We're live here with Mimi Donaldson. We're talking football. Of course. We're talking playoffs. We're talking the best time of the year. So excited about this year's games. Obviously, my Giants are in the, you know, in the running here, and we couldn't be happier after Sunday's Sunday's game. We were just so thrilled with the outcome. So I invited Mimi to come on the show today to share with us a little bit of the nuggets that she has gotten out of this, out of these football playoff games, and shared them with some of us today. So I'm excited, Mimi.
Me too. This is the best time of year. It's very funny to hear women say that. And I'm extremely happy that you're a football girl.
I literally said to my husband the other night, two nights ago, I said, what are we going to do when football's over?
Oh, I know. Don't even think about it.
He looked at me. He laughed. He goes, yeah, it's rough. He goes,
it's rough.
It's rough. He goes, it's so boring. You know, I said, he gets so into it, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And
I know.
We, you know, even if we didn't have a team in the playoffs, which, we're, you know, we're happy the Giants are still around. But even if we didn't have that, it's like we know the weekend's coming up. We're like, okay, the game's at, you know, Sunday at 3, you know, Saturday 3, and then Sunday at this, and our whole, you know, our life kind of revolves around it. So
except that it can be 24/7. I blogged all last year, even during the off season, because we've got the draft and we've got the combine. I mean, they all have lessons that we can get.
Yeah.
The draft is all about recruiting and retaining top talent, and that's a huge issue in the workplace. So we've got stuff coming up.
Yes, there is stuff. There is stuff. It's not the action that we're looking for. But you know what? It comes around quickly. And I watch other sports as well. I mean, I love football, but you know, we do watch baseball, and it's just different. It's not the same intensity. It's not the same as the football season. So what have you been writing about and noticing with all of this lately?
Oh.
What have been some of your big takeaways?
Well, I wrote about Tebow ad nauseum. Then I realized everybody else was writing about Tebow.
I know.
I stopped writing. You know, the last 2 weeks, I blog every week after the games. I take crazy notes during the games. And I actually tweet during the games at Mimi Donaldson. I tweet during the games and I read everybody's tweets. And it's so much fun. And that's all new for me, that whole tweeting during the game thing.
You know, I started doing it a little bit. I did, and I have a couple of my, you know, my kind of my tweeting buddies that I met, a couple of guys on Twitter, and we write back and forth, and it was fun, you know. But my husband gets upset. He doesn't want me kind of, like, sometimes we have it on pause or we're rewinding, and he's like,
Oh, no.
Don't go on there. You can't. Don't do it. I don't want to know anything that's going on. And during the Giant game, I promised him I would have no, you know, the laptop would not be open, and he didn't want to know anything that was going on. Cause I sit there and go, oh, did you know this? Did you know that? Because on Twitter, everything is
I don't want to. No, I'm very focused. I don't tweet as to get replies. I just tweet emotions of what's going on. And these last 2 weekends, I must say, maybe it's my background, but every time I watch a game, all I see is lessons of leadership and courage and all the stuff that I teach managers in Fortune 500 companies. It's all about team and getting your team on the same page. And it's about inspiration. It's about heart. It's about will and determination. Mm. I mean, these are all things we need now more than ever.
Yeah.
Because of this economy.
Sure.
And people are so bummed out. I mean, I have to stop the little voice in the back of my head that goes, you're not doing as well as 2 years ago.
Mm.
3 years ago, 4 years ago, you were just lying. What's wrong with you? You know, you keep comparing yourself.
Right.
To the self before the recession.
And you know, what does that do? I mean, it only makes you feel worse.
It does. And so, after the wild card weekend, I didn't write about the Tebow game. I wrote about the New York Giants versus the Falcons. Oh, you would love it being a Giant fan.
Oh, yeah.
Because for 3 straight hours, the duration of the game, the Falcons were behind in score and they didn't look like they had a chance.
Mm.
And I wrote about the fact that the only score they ended up getting was a safety.
Yeah.
2 points when the other quarterback made a mistake in the Falcons end zone. And,
right.
I write for women who don't know or care about football, but then I wrote, that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know, right.
Here's the gist of it. Can you imagine playing full out, having to stay out there 100% for 3 straight hours while you can't score and the other team is killing you.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, it's like your worst client meeting where, where you're not making the sale while
right.
the other team, the competitor, is screaming how inept you are. And the whole thing is being televised in HD yet to the whole world, and millions of people are watching you fail. That's what it's like out there.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, that's what it's like in the workplace sometimes. It feels like that.
It feels like, right.
Or
right.
on a phone call.
The expectations are that you're going to be successful and you're not.
Oh my gosh. And you're on this phone call and they're telling you they're choosing another speaker and they're telling you why, and they're extolling the other speaker's virtues, and you feel like chopped liver. I mean, you feel
right.
just awful. And so I wrote notes during the game on the heart that it takes, the will and the determination. And I was glad I wasn't out there as an Atlanta Falcon, you know, against your New York Giants, because not only that, they have to endure shame after the game.
I know.
Because all the sportscasters are now talking.
Yep.
And one sportscaster said, which I know killed men, the Giants were in total control, spanking the Atlanta Falcons. Now, men might want to be spanked in private, but not in front
right.
of millions
of people. Not publicly, right, right.
So I had a speech that night, the night after, at the Women Business Owners. It was a smaller group called California Women Business Owners. And I said that our biggest obstacle to our financial success during this economy may be us, because we may not be like the Falcons, who can just stay out on the field and compete 100%. And we may be fighting that little negative voice in the back of our head that never shuts up. The one that feeds us messages such as, oh, this year is so bad compared to 2 years ago. I hate working so hard for less money. Other people are making more money than I am. I'm such a loser. You see, they don't have that little voice in football.
Right.
Or
right.
if they do, they thank it for sharing and they tell it to shut up.
Yeah, because they have no choice.
And so, yeah, it was so interesting. They have this thing about shaking it off in football and moving
yeah.
on. Next play, next play.
Right.
And several women came up to me after the speech and they told me they wrote one sentence down during my whole speech, which didn't make me happy, but only one sentence. And they said they will thank their little voice for sharing. And they love that. They all laugh.
Yeah, I like that too. I mean, that's
thank
very
your little voice for sharing and tell it to shut up.
So
and
when you
was,
speak to these women and you use football as like a metaphor, do they
yes.
understand it? Do they always get it?
They don't have to. They just have to understand. And when I'm explaining a safety, they get it.
Okay.
It was just the other quarterback made a mistake. You know, they didn't even score a touchdown, and they know
yeah,
enough.
They know what that
but,
means.
But
right.
it's like you don't have anything to be proud of, and you still have to stay out there.
Right. And it's embarrassing.
And that's what we're up against now. If you are a business owner or you are in a company where you didn't get a raise last year and you now are doing 3 times more work because 2 people were fired and you now have to absorb their work, you're not feeling really great.
No, and you're not scoring a touchdown, and you have to stay out there.
You have to stay out there, nose to the grindstone every day, and you have to give your full effort.
Right,
because
that's
if you
right.
want a future, and if you want them to keep you, and
right.
if you want a job, you need to keep playing, even when you're not making as much money as you did.
Right. That's
oh,
right.
that's the hardest thing for me. I'm suffering with that right now. I mean, it's my little voice in the back of the head. Oh,
right.
4 years ago, I shouldn't have to work this hard.
Right. It's the same thing. You're talking to yourself. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't we all do that?
Oh, but it's just so I find football very inspiring.
It's so true. The parallels are incredible.
Whenever you get impatient with men because they just don't get it. You know, and you think, oh, why don't they get it? Why do I have to explain this 3 times? Why aren't they listening to me? You have to remember, they are really strong. They go out there and they put up with stuff. and they don't talk about it or complain. And men are just amazing in that respect. There's a lot to admire there. And I always say it balances out the times when you just want to kill them.
Which is so, oh God, yeah. Which happens, you know, just once in a while. Right? I'm not going to say every day. I'm going to say once in a while. But well, I think if you can recognize the strengths and the play strength, off the weaknesses, then it all washes out in the end, right?
Yeah.
But I
I'm a glass half full girl. You know. You have to be the glass of half full.
Absolutely. No, which is what you're saying basically about business right now and you know, how it's but just like in sports, which I love, is that you never know what's going to happen in that next play.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's my favorite concept of football is any given Sunday.
You don't know what's going to happen.
It's so great.
It is great. That's why that sums up what is so special about sports. You know, the opposite team has the ball and we need the ball back, right? So, okay, we need to get the ball back. I know we need to score twice. We need to get down there. We need to kick it back. But, and then all of a sudden there's an interception and all of a sudden there's a fumble. You have no idea what's going to happen. That's why every play is so, you know, you can never lose hope.
Oh.
You can never get discouraged.
No.
And anything's possible. It's a fumble. Yep. It's a turnover. It's a flag on the play. It's passing the, roughing the passer. And then all of a sudden it's first and goal. You went from the other team had the ball to now we're first and goal. And it's like unbelievable.
And it goes against history and it goes against logic. There was a movie called Any Given Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
which
it,
I always tell women to watch. My sister always says she loves sports movies way more than real sports. And that is the movie in which you will get an appreciation of football. Because on any given Sunday, even the worst team with the worst record can beat the best team with the best record.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
So it doesn't even matter your history. You can turn it around in 5 seconds.
Yeah, and that's what's exciting, and I think that's what, you know, that's why men love it so much, and that's why, you know, I try and talk to women about getting involved in it, because it's very exciting.
Yeah.
Mimi, we have to take another quick little break. We have to, we're going to take a little break, but we're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about football and life. We could go on and on and on. Love it. Having so much fun. So everybody stay tuned. We're here live with Mimi Donaldson, author of Necessary Roughness, and we'll be back live in just 2 minutes.
Do you have a dream that is making you restless? Then this is the show for you. This is the Leah Jensen Show, where after the show, you'll find yourself saying, I can do this. And we'll be right back with more of the show after these on TogiNet.com. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Life after an autism spectrum diagnosis doesn't have to be difficult. It can be joyful, happy, and filled with hope. Join Shannon Pinrod, author, speaker, coach, and mom of a 6-year-old recovering from autism, for this inspirational hour of hope. She's even authored a series of children's autism books with her son, Jim. For more information about the books, Shannon, and Everyday Autism Miracles, go to her website, shannonpinrod.com. From there, you can also get to her other websites, blogs, and connections. On Everyday Autism Miracles, you'll hear stories from parents whose children have made miraculous strides. You'll also get the inside dish on therapies, treatments, supplements, and how to get funding to help you afford them. Miracles abound in the autism community. So tune in for Everyday Autism Miracles to listen, share, laugh, and surround yourself with hope. Everyday Autism Miracles with Shannon Pinrod. Friday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Information is power, the power to change your life. So be here for Education to Excellence. Some of the most valuable information you may ever receive will be shared with you 7 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night with Education to Excellence with your host, Bruce Beichmann. You'll benefit from insightful shows featuring guests that are proven experts in their field. Little-known facts on how to improve your health by making one very simple change in your morning routine. If you're a high school graduate or working adult and a bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree from an accredited college would change your life, you won't want to miss this. Education to Excellence. Shift your career into high gear without ever attending a traditional college class. Learn investment strategies from proven experts who have a track record of helping normal individuals build abnormal wealth. Check out their website, education2excellence.com. Then join us for the show, Education to Excellence, with your host, Bruce Beichmann. Tuesday nights at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on toginet.com. Welcome back to the show that's going to challenge you in a powerful way to leap beyond what you think is possible. It's the Leah Jensen Show on toginet.com. And now, back to your host, Leah Jensen.
I think I lied when I said we were coming back in 2 minutes. We're having a
That was a short one.
That was a short 2 minutes. I hope you didn't have to go to the potty or anything.
Oh, no, no, no.
We're having some technical difficulties, and instead of listening to static and having some, we just said, oh, let's just keep going. And I said, of course, just like in sports, you just pick up the ball and just run. So we're running with it. And, which is fine by me. I'm a team player here, as they say. But anyway, we're talking about how, just the excitement of sports and of football, especially being you never know what's going to happen. And I think that's what's exciting about it. And it becomes, any given Sunday, anything can happen. Like you were
exactly.
saying before.
It's not that we're the only ones who know this. I mean, there's a statistic I quoted, and it's that more and more women are watching football. Sunday night football is the fourth most watched program among women 18 to 49.
Wow.
And also another statistic, women make up 44% of the people who identify themselves as NFL fans.
Wow.
So that's almost half.
That's amazing.
There's just a ton of women out there who know that there's so much to motivate you by watching people on Sunday hit each other on the field.
Or just defy the odds. And, sometimes I'm in awe of their physicality and how unbelievably amazing they are, and how we kind of just sit there. And I don't want to say take it for granted, because they're all playing alongside one another. But if you took any one of those men and you put them with normal people, would be like, they're doing, they're jumping over other men, hurdling.
Oh, yes.
People. It's incredible. It blows my mind.
They've been doing that lately a lot. Yes, they've been doing like hurdling over people.
I know.
And I wrote about the most marvelous athletic feat at the end of December. There was the greatest scoring leap ever. The sportscasters called it, Jerome Simpson. They all called it the greatest scoring leap ever. He leapt over a tall competitor, like a 6-foot-tall, leapt over him and did a somersault into the end zone and stuck the landing with both feet.
Amazing.
It was awesome. And then I wrote, you can see it still, since men love watching awesome plays over and over in slow motion.
Over and over is the key here.
Interesting. They play, almost every play of football is replayed the next minute in slow motion. So if you miss it, or you've turned to somebody to talk to them, and you don't have to rewind, you just keep watching. And they'll play
it'll come up 14 more times as
in slow motion. Yeah, and I love it. I used to like that. I used to have impatience. But when you become a fan, you kind of go, oh, yeah, I really want to see the details of that.
Right. I want to see that again from a different angle. They'll show it from another angle. And I'm just, like I said, I get so in awe of their, just of what they can do as, as athlete myself. And I just look at it on that. So, it depends on how I'm looking at it. Sometimes I'm just saying, wow, look at them running. When they show them in slow motion and they show the run that they got through everybody. And I'm like, so much determination. And there's so much, and then they show sometimes the linebackers who they don't always show, and what they're doing and how the team, you look at the one guy with the ball, right?
Yeah.
And he's the one getting all kind of the attention because he moved the ball to wherever the first down. But meanwhile, it's all the other people that are making these incredible blocks. And my husband's great because he sees the field so well. He should be a ref. Like, he will point out holding face mask. He's unbelievable.
How cool is that?
He's really, really good. He calls it before the flag is even thrown. He goes, holding this one, that. And I'm like, how did you see that? Like,
men have been trained to see that.
He is so good. So he's, you know, and then he goes, look at that block. And he'll say to me, just look at that block or that. I'm like, wow. You know, you don't notice, again, as we're looking at, you know, you look at football as a team sport and as like a business or as a, you know, anything works together. And they highlight the person, the one person who's scoring or who's, you know, who's moving the team, but there's everybody behind it.
Yeah. And the thing that I was drawn to, one of the first things I realized that tied football to business is that it is a team sport and patience is a big virtue. And they always say that the better players get patient. Patience is one of my life lessons. I'm a kind of a quick person and sometimes I leap before I look.
Yes, me
and
too.
The thing that about running backs on the offense, the people with the ball, is that they have to have the patience to wait for their blockers to clear a lane.
That's right.
For them to go through. And the quarterback needs to have patience to wait till his wide receiver is uncovered down the field.
That's right.
It's all about patience. And I thought, man, this game could teach me something.
Absolutely. It's interesting when you break it down and you look at all of the different pieces that are going on at one time that make that make the team successful. You know, you have the leader of the team, the quarterback, and like you said, he has to have the patience to wait to throw it, not throw it right away or wait for someone to.
Exactly.
But also, he has to have the trust in his,
team.
The trust is huge.
To
be able to say, okay, you know, I have to know I'm, you know, they're going to give me the time. They're going to take care of me. They're going to protect me.
Right. Because there's all these other guys going for his head.
Right. It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and the quarterback, of course, is the leader on the field, but he's got chemistry with the head coach,
and
the offensive coordinator, and the quarterback coach,
right.
So he's got chemistry. And I wrote a blog in the beginning of November when the 49ers. I know you don't want to hear that because they're going up against the Giants.
It's all right.
But the 49ers have always been one of my favorite teams because I live in Los Angeles. And I used to date a guy from up north, and we went to all the games at Candlestick in the 80s when the Niners had Joe Montana and all these people. And I wrote a thing called What a Difference a Coach Makes, like the song What a Difference a Day Makes.
Right.
But on week 9, it was unbelievable. I mean, this guy comes in from Stanford, the head coach. From a university comes in, and he's a rookie coach, and he comes into the 49ers, and they are horrible when he comes in. And he keeps the same people, same team members, and he's turned the franchise around, and now they were 7-1 for the first time since 1997.
Wow.
Not only that, they had no off-season practice to get better and to really learn how to work together with the coach. How is this possible?
So what do you think? What do you attribute it to?
I think this guy is a leader.
Yeah.
This guy, Jim Harbaugh, is a leader of people. And that's why I train business people from the top down. The employees are mirrors of their leader. No kidding. See, leaders go, fix my employees. I go, no, I have to train you.
Right.
If I can't have you in the class, I'm not going to fix your employees.
Right.
Because if you want impassioned, committed employees, it starts with you.
You have to be impassioned and committed.
And if you watch this guy on the sidelines, and I know you will on Sunday.
I will now,
playing the Giants.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you're not watching the Giants and rooting and screaming, watch the coach on the sidelines of Stanford. He was in Stanford, and I watched him all last year at Stanford.
Right.
And he made Stanford like a winning team.
Wow.
And now Andrew Luck is going to go first in the draft.
That's right.
And I think it's big part due to Jim Harbaugh, the coach. I always say it, the buck stops with the leader. Mm. And this guy, I mean, it helps that he was a player.
Oh, it definitely, helps, yes.
But he's fiery. He just, he pounds Alex Smith, the quarterback, on the chest and the head before the game.
I saw that. Yeah, I did see that.
He pounds him and
I like that.
Screams in his face, you're terrific, you're great, you can do it, you're gonna win, you win, you're a winner, and he does it. And whatever he's doing, Alex Smith used to look like dog duty. And now Alex Smith looks like a star.
He does.
And he's the only difference is the coach. It's the same guy. And he's got the same people to throw it to.
Right.
So
right.
It's and now the defense doesn't hurt either. Because the defense are beasts. But this guy, and then last week, for you women who love emotional moments, we always love
emotions. Goodness, yes.
And remember when the guy came off the field, Vernon Davis.
Yep, in
San
tears.
San Francisco Giant. He had just won an amazing winning touchdown, you know, fabulous catch for a touchdown. And it put them, it was the last 2 minutes of the game. It was unbelievable. He was unabashedly sobbing.
Yeah.
Well, he runs right into the open arms of the head coach, Harbaugh. And then Harbaugh is whispering, talking in his ear. I mean, I'm sure he was yelling because there was so much noise.
Right.
But
right.
He's like yelling in his ear, all kinds of stuff. You couldn't tell, but he just kept sobbing and hugging. And how much do we love that?
I know.
How much do women love seeing men
raw
hug?
Raw emotion.
My goodness.
And that's what I try and talk to women. I'm trying to encourage women to watch more football with their partners. That's
part of
my business and what I'm doing. And to get them to recognize that there's some really incredible moments here.
Yeah.
That if you are watching alongside your man, you're going to be in on this emotion and you're going to be in. I call it like reality TV for men. It's there. You know,
that's great.
This is what they're, you know, this is
they love it. Exactly.
They love it.
It's better than reality television.
It is.
Because as you know, reality television is scripted.
It is scripted, but
yeah.
it's their version of, you know, The Bachelor for women, which
right.
I don't particularly watch, but the point
is,
you know, that women, we like to watch stuff like The Housewives and all this junk, I mean, whatever. Ugh. It's scripted and it's edited, but the point is that people are emotional and people are, you know, things happening that you don't expect to happen,
and you can see raw emotion.
And you know what I've gathered from men in talking with men about it is that when their wives or their girlfriends are present for these moments, they share it with them, whether or not they're necessarily emoting alongside Vernon Davis and crying. They're not doing that, but they're feeling that feeling he's having. And if they're feeling it and their woman is right there with them, it's like they share that bond, and they sometimes will open up during these times.
Exactly.
Wow. And you're right there, ladies.
You're like, right there, and you can't miss that moment. It's like it's a sharing of an emotional moment, and both of you are open and vulnerable because you're moved by this guy on the field who's 270 pounds, and he's hugging it out with his coach, crying his guts out. I mean, we're talking tears pouring down. And the coach is talking into his ear, encouraging him and whatever he was doing. It was
only kids or people in sports that are not, you know, oh, this guy, why is he so, what's he so happy about? He's a professional football player. Why is he crying?
Mm.
But it still means that much to them. And
it's even more than that. The story is so cool. He wasn't just crying because everybody cries. They don't. His story is cool. I wrote, he also cried when he was drafted.
Mm.
So we know he's an emotional person. So when he was drafted, it was such a happy moment for him.
Right.
And this time he cried because he had left everything on the field. He was totally spent.
Yeah.
He had worked his butt off the whole game. He was totally out of energy. But
wow.
He also was crying because it was a vindication.
Mm.
It was a story of redemption. Because the last coach of the Niners humiliated this guy, Vernon Davis, a couple of seasons ago by kicking him out of a game. He actually was kicked out.
Oh wow! So there's a lot. See, Mimi, we have to take another break, and I don't know how long this break is going to be.
Yes, okay.
It could be a minute. It could be two. It could be 5 seconds. So just hang right there. We're going to be right back at some point. We're live with Mimi Donaldson. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back and continue talking about Vernon Davis.
Do you have a dream that is making you restless? Then this is the show for you. This is the Leah Jansen Show. Where after the show, you'll find yourself saying, I can do this. And we'll be right back with more of the show after these on TogiNet.com. Join us for Self-Made Success Stories with Helen Wu, Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central on TogiNet.com. Helen Wu was born and raised in San Francisco's Chinatown. And after a very difficult upbringing, fighting depression, abuse, and addictions, she finally finds herself genuinely happy inside and out. Helen believes in taking our positive thinking and doing something positive to achieve a positive outcome. She's here to make a positive difference in your life, to be your game changer, your aha moment mentor. She's ready to help both men and women get into a better place. Helen Wu is also the author of Self-Made Success Stories, 25 Success Stories from Successful Entrepreneurs. Inspired by Ellen DeGeneres, Helen wants the world to know that just because we find ourselves in a difficult situation doesn't mean we have to stay there. We can aid ourselves to a better life. So join us for Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu. Wednesday nights at 10, 9 central on TogiNet.com. Welcome back to the show that's going to challenge you in a powerful way to leap beyond what you think is possible. It's the Leah Jansen Show on TogiNet.com. And now, back to your host, Leah Jansen.
Everybody, welcome back. That was a quick commercial break, not as quick as the last one and not as long as the first one, but we go with the flow here, and that's what's fun about live radio, is that whatever happens happens. You got to be on your toes. Before the break, we were talking about the emotions that Vernon Davis displayed on the field on Sunday during the San Francisco win. I'm sorry, Saturday night on the San Francisco win over the New Orleans Saints, which was quite a feat in and of itself, and just about how you just don't know what to expect, what's going to happen in the game, and how for women who don't watch or who are learning about it, and what I try and also tell women is that there's a lot of human interest pieces involved in sports. Like if you find out about someone like Vernon Davis and that little bit of history about him, it makes it even more interesting to watch him play. And it makes it even more exciting when he is crying and you find out that, you know, there's a lot of redemption here for him. And he was embarrassed by the old coach. I didn't know any of this that you're telling me. So I love, I love finding out about the players behind the scenes or what the history is. I that up. And I think
women
a lot of
love stories.
Love stories. I'm like, oh, I'd love to hear, Tebow being, an easy example just about, his story and all of that. But there are a lot of players.
A lot of
inspiring stories. And that makes it even more interesting, I think, to watch.
Well, for women, we've always liked to know the story behind the thing. And men aren't so interested in story. But I want to make sure I get in these last three steps.
Yes. I
learned something from the playoffs last week that people are grappling with now in their job. Whether you own your own business or you're working for someone else, there were three amazing lessons last week. And in these four games, turnovers, number one, were the story. In other words, I'm always preaching interception in your own life.
Mm.
It's opportunity in a non-traditional place. So in football, the defensive players are not known for their ability to catch and run. I mean, that's just
not.
They're huge. But if you can intercept a pass from the opponent quarterback, you can turn around a game.
Yeah.
And that's what the Baltimore Ravens did.
Yeah.
The Mr. Opportunity, Ed Reed, 2 minutes left in the game, he intercepts Houston's go-ahead pass at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about dramatic play. So my advice to people, and I got this from the game I wrote, when things aren't working like they used to, which is my craziness right now, change them up.
Change it up.
Don't be afraid to try a completely different networking group or give something away to a potential client you've never given them before. I've done some research that someone can use without even me there. Then they say, wow, she's so generous. And then they may hire me.
Right.
But you've got to be Mr. or Ms. Opportunity. Like,
right,
you've
got to change the game.
You've got to find where there's an opportunity, even in a non-traditional place like Interception. The second lesson I learned, oh my gosh, shame on Houston. Mm-hmm. The lesson is to hold on to your stuff, whether it's the ball or your inventory. You don't have the ball to make the score with, but you sell either a garage full of widgets or for us service people, we sell our time and our energy. So we've got to be very frugal and protective, protect it just like it's the ball. And don't fritter it away on other people's priorities.
Mm.
I could spend all day mentoring people, but is it going to make me any money?
Right.
I mean, it's so tempting to do it because I love it.
Right.
But you've got to take care of your ball or your scoring device. And the game with the teams with the most turnovers lost. So be tenacious, people. And then the third lesson I learned from the playoffs last weekend was home field advantage.
Mm.
And 7 out of 8 games, as usual, every year during that playoff weekend was won by the team playing in its own stadium.
Yep, yep.
So you've got the support noise of your fans in the stands. And you've got people who love you. You can feel the vibration. It's very motivating, and there's all kinds of other great stuff. But I say you need to get the home field advantage, too. And where is your home field advantage? It's in your home.
Right.
So the people who love you are your home team.
Mm.
So people say to me, oh, I'm a salesperson. I have nothing left when I get home. Well, too bad. You've got to, you know, have a little time and energy left for your home team. And remember to express appreciation to everyone at home every night. And that, to me, is a to-do item on the list.
Mm.
And you may have to write it in your calendar at first. And I'm embarrassed to say I had to do that. it didn't come naturally.
Whatever it takes, right?
No, it did not come naturally. I did not want to talk.
Yeah.
I do not want to see anyone. I don't want to chat. But you have to put it in your calendar until it becomes habit. But it's worth it because they can help you win in the tough spot.
Mm.
They're your home field advantage. And it always wins. 7 out of 8 games.
Yep, it's so true.
Isn't that amazing?
This is so interesting. You know, I just pulled up Mimi Donaldson, MimiSpeaks.com. Is that's the website?
That's the blog site. And MimiDonaldson.com is where you can see me in action and buy my tapes and books.
Awesome. Well, there's 2 spots everybody has to go to. That's MimiDonaldson.com, MimiDonaldson.com. And then I also went to MimiSpeaks.com where you can read this great, it's fabulous what you've put together here.
Thank you so much. The best compliment I got about the blog is that when people tell me, men and women tell me, they quote it in the staff meeting and sound smart.
I love,
compliment.
Yeah,
that's what but a compliment.
I, you have such a knack for, you know, I'm reading these and going, oh, yeah, so obvious, you know, but it didn't occur to me as I'm watching, you know, you have a real knack, a skill, a talent for taking what's going on the field, translating it into life, business. I mean, it's a little bit of everything here. It's life, it's business, it's home, it's personal. It's, you know, how can we?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's called taking, you know, spending over 20 years training managers how to manage people.
Interesting.
And then everything looks like a management lesson to me.
Yeah, you just must see it that way. I mean, I like I said, when I'm watching the game, I see, you know, some other things, obviously, that speak to me. But this is so the way you kind of make that. What's the word? You
pair, analogy,
you
that, analogy.
Bridge that gap and the analogy to life. It's crazy. I love it. I'm reading this and I'm going, wow.
Oh, thanks. I can't
really
help
interesting.
Myself.
You can't help yourself.
Involuntary.
Well, that's what it is. It's writing itself. It's not, I wouldn't call it effortless, but it certainly speaks to you.
Oh, it takes me about 2 minutes. No, I don't even, when you see the blog, that's the first draft.
Wow.
I guess that's awesome. Why they call it a blog. Now the book, Necessary Roughness, is not the first draft. So it's really kind of tighter and reads better and has more laughs. The book is fabulous.
The blog is
literally 2 minutes and they're never more than 500 words. So everybody, I'm a brief kind of person. I don't have many words.
Well, that's how I am. I can totally relate to that because sometimes, less is more and people want to get to the point. And, especially in sports, it's similar. It's like, it's not long and drawn out. It's quick.
Exactly. And that's why everyone loves you, Leah. Because you get to the point.
Get to the point. I'm not I don't drag it out, but, get to the point and what's the message here?
Right.
And I think that's
exactly
what you're doing. Your work is about what's the takeaway? What's the message? Every week it's something new. And that's the beauty of football is that you don't know what's going to happen in any given game or anything like that. Like that game, the Giants and Falcons game, having them score 2 points, that was shocking. That was really shocking. I mean, we were thrilled. Obviously, as Giants fans, but in a way, I wanted a little bit more of a game. Like, oh boy, this is dreadful. But
I know it was hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. And then you wonder, like, what goes on afterwards? And like you said, they're gonna, the sports people are gonna talk about it, and these people have to hear about it and get interviewed. And
the Pittsburgh
Denver game with that overtime Tebow pass. Like, oh man,
that was miraculous. But see, the great thing about sports is that you learn that even in the face of sportscasters calling you losers and saying that you got banked by the other team, sports people, and I include sports women as well as sports men, have the amazing ability to not internalize it, to not take it personally, and not to hang on to it.
Right.
They have this wonderful concept, my favorite concept in sports, which is called shaking off the bad play.
Right. Yes, I know you're right. Yep.
You just have to, and they do. So, you think about the Atlanta Falcons. They probably went into the locker room and cried. No, they were probably joking. Maybe not immediately.
Right. Maybe not immediately.
Within about a half hour. It's, no, we're not doing that.
Right. No, we're not going to have a pity party. We're going to move on.
And the pity party.
We're going to use this as, make us stronger for next year.
Exactly.
That's what they're
talking about. Every interview you see with them, they go, well, next year, come on. We learned a lot.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think people can learn from that.
We have to do.
Absolutely. And I think, Tebow was very gracious as well in his, in every interview that he did. And he was very positive. And it was, no one wants to see them up there feeling bad for themselves and blaming other things. I hate that. And they don't do that typically. Most of them are pretty positive. But you can tell, Aaron Rodgers was certainly disappointed. But like you said, you got to pick yourself up. You got to move on and look forward to the next challenge and use this as motivation to be better, to be stronger, and to not let it happen again. You don't like that feeling? Well, you can prevent it. So let's be better. I mean, we have a couple minutes left. What's up next for you? Where can people find you? I know you're doing some kind of a speaking engagement.
What are
you doing in something? Or maybe I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got some things in LA. I've got an LA speech on Monday. For a big women's group. And then I've got a speech in Orange County, in February for the women business owners.
Awesome.
NABO Orange County, NAWBO. And then I think my first speech with lots and lots of men. Let's see. I think it's in Georgia, believe it or not.
When are you coming to the East Coast so we can get together?
Oh.
When are you coming to New York? You have to let me know.
I am trying to get there so badly. And I was going to go after Georgia, but then I got another speech in Palm Springs the very next day. So I have to come running back in March to do Palm Springs. I couldn't stay out there. But
well, we're going to have to get together one of these days. Maybe I'll have to come out to California.
But oh, I love that.
I want to thank you, Mimi, for being here today. This was an absolute blast. And to be honest with you, I'm sad it's over because this has been fun. And thank you again, Mimi Donaldson. Go check out her website, mimidonaldson.com. Get her book, Necessary Roughness. It's hilarious and so dead on and true. You are a dynamo, a blast, so much fun. Thank you so much. I'll be thinking about you this weekend. Go Giants, go Giants, go New York Giants, everybody. Have a great week, and thank you for being here. Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you, Udaho.
Thank you for being a part of the Leah Jansen Show here on TogiNet with your host, Leah Jansen. Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. Leah will use her expertise each week as a life coach to motivate and encourage you to take your passion into an immediate state of action. Her empowering words, infectious personality, and ability to connect will leave you with no other choice but to take that first step. Leah's interviews with fascinating and relatable guests will inspire you as she highlights the ups and downs on their path to fulfillment. You'll find yourself saying, I can do this. For more on Leah and her show, check out her website, leahjansen.com. That's LEAHJANTZEN.com. Join us again next week for more and listen live with Leah Jansen. It's the Leah Jansen Show, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com.